Maybe you ought to abandon the whole idea, Spike.
I don't think so, Dorothy. I'll tell you what. Let's see what our guest for this evening thinks about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the nation's favorite recording organist, Ken Griffin.
Thank you, everybody. And Spike and Dorothy, it's nice to be with you in the Spotlight Review.
Say, Ken, Spike wants to run for president. What do you think of his chances?
President? Surely you must be joshing, Jones.
No, I'm Spike Jones. Haven't seen my brother joshing in years.
Oh, Spike, he means you haven't got a chance.
Of course not. Just imagine a radio star in the White House.
Well, why not? We'd run it like a radio program. We'd have a government of the people, for the people, and we the people. Anyhow, Ken, if you're trying to discourage me, you can't. I've got some great ideas.
Like what, for instance?
Well, for one thing, I wouldn't do what other candidates do, go around the country kissing babies and shaking hands with mothers.
You wouldn't?
No, I'd shake hands with the babies and kiss all the mothers. I'd be original.
Well, I don't know, but Spike, if there's anything I can do to get you some votes, just tell me.
All right, Ken, your latest recording, You Can't Be True, Dear, has won millions of followers. If you'll play it right now, it'll win over a lot of people. Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Griffin playing his best-selling recording arrangement of You Can't Be True, Dear.
Thank you, Ken. That ought to win us plenty of votes.